On the Longview Today, we check in with our political analyst, Neil Milner, and he wants to talk about pickup trucks. Good morning.
What are you laughing at, Catherine? This is a serious subject.
Well, I have one, and I use it to, it's a dump truck. I take it to the dump with my Greenway, so.
Well, part of the story about pickup trucks, and it's in the I'm talking about an article in Bloomberg City Lab magazine by Angie Schmidt, who does a lot of writing about pedestrians and so on. Part of it is that how popular trucks are to buy pickup trucks. 5 out of the 10 biggest selling vehicles during this pandemic year have been trucks, and how little they're used for anything like what you use them for, which is to actually haul stuff to the dump. And so what Schmidt is interested in showing is what's happened to the trucks, why that's a problem, and to some extent why that's a problem, and why the trucks are such a popular item. And as I said, the first thing is that they've definitely increased. They've become, not only are there more around, but they've changed in size. They're much bigger. They're much more kind of ornery looking. And they're much more likely to have what gets called a crew cab, but really isn't used very much by crews. It's used by families. It's become a kind of family vehicle. So what you have on the road now, she said, is one more trucks, pickup trucks, more trucks that are bigger and heavier, and, of course, they burn a lot of gas. They've actually gotten a little more fuel efficient, but they still burn a lot of fuel, and they're, in fact, more dangerous, that the increase in pedestrian deaths are associated with the increase in trucks.
Well, I was surprised because the article says that, last year Americans bought more pickup trucks than cars?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, I mean, if you start looking around and paying attention, you know, from my standpoint, I grew up in a different generation, you just see trucks in what I used to think were odd places, like, say, the parking lot of my townhouse, where there are a whole lot of trucks, and not that many of them get used for what used to be traditional truck reasons. So the interesting thing about this article is why this change has happened. And she said, well, first of all, and we knew this, the same thing was true with SUVs. The automakers like to market them and sell them because they're not subject to the same environmental regulations. For example, they get classified as work-related, and so they don't have to report on fuel mileage, and they become popular that way. Second, that whatever they look like in terms of orneriness or size, exterior size, they have become more of a family car in the sense that you've got the predominant number that are sold now have the king cab, have in effect two rows of seats rather than one row of seats. But the other reason seems to be much more cultural and, big surprise, political, that has something to do with polarization. She doesn't talk about this in the article, but it is definitely true. Surveys have shown that, of course, that Democrats and Republicans differ in all kind of lifestyle ways that on the surface have nothing to do with politics. And one of the differences is that Republicans are much more likely to own trucks than Democrats. And that fits into some of the things that she talks about why people seem to own trucks. It's become a cultural and political statement. If you remember how much the pickup truck got associated with Donald Trump, and I used to laugh, you know, you'd see these cavalcades of pickup trucks through Hawaii Kai with Trump signs, and I used to figure, you got people who are probably driving Teslas normally that go out and rent a truck somewhere so they can look like a Trump supporter. But there clearly is something along those lines that was going on. And she says, and based on other research, that what is really happening here is that the truck has become a kind of cultural statement for trying to maintain the old values, the ones that are not so environmental, the ones that think about how America used to be, what somebody called petrol masculinization, which is a kind of jargony term. But I think there is something to this idea that trucks have become an important cultural statement of a certain kind of lifestyle that people feel threatened by going away. Now, and that's not true with everybody, like any other generalization in research, but there is clearly something related to the kind of social polarization that we've seen that you see in truck ownership.
Well, you know, I know growing up, you know, there were lots of families where I lived that used pickup trucks to pack their families. They all were in the back, in the bed.
Yeah, you didn't have a car, I bet.
Right.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I grew up, we had a truck. A truck was not a political statement. It was my dad's job. He owned a truck. We owned no car. And so a truck to us was two things to the kids. It was utilitarian. You had one because you needed to haul stuff or deliver stuff. And the second thing, it was not something that was associated with any kind of cultural statement or some kind of status symbol. You wanted a car for that. You know, you wanted to be able to have a car along with the truck. This is a whole different kind of situation, I think. People don't own trucks because they can't afford cars. And people don't own trucks primarily to haul the kind of stuff that your family used to haul or that my dad used to carry around.
Well, and I know some people say, well, there's a coolness factor.
Yeah, well, but the coolness factor is related to that. My uncoolness factor was the fact that my girlfriend at the time, you know, we're talking in the 50s, who ultimately became my wife, when I would take her somewhere, in a truck, she would duck down so she wouldn't be seen at the stop sign. It was not cool to ride in a truck. The cool people, which I wasn't, by the way, the cool people certainly did not drive trucks then unless they were hauling something around. You wanted a car. You wanted a 57 Chevy. There was no truck that was in the kind of fantasy vocabulary of people. That's not true anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, here in Hawaii, we've got a truck craze, and everybody, of course, always wants to back into the space, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, remember, this is not just kind of sociology or cultural anthropology. This has an impact on the environment, and that's one of the things that we're concerned with. First of all, if it has an impact on traffic safety. Second, the size of them, even if they get more economical for fuel efficiency, is going to change. And third, there clearly is a market. 15% of truck owners get their catalytic converter, essentially, they take it apart, so it's not used. So there are environmental issues here, and as we move toward more electric vehicles, it'll be interesting to see whether truck owners move in that direction also, because the car companies are clearly moving in that direction. But to sell a truck along those lines, it'll be interesting to see if they can use the same kind of appeal to Americanism, patriotism, to the old working days that they used to sell trucks.
Right, because I guess if you look at a big gas guzzler, maybe it's one of those, you know, I don't care, right? I'm just going to drive it. But
I mean, it's just interesting how they market trucks a lot of the same way as if you were using a truck in 1959, but somehow there's a message here that says we're not using them for that, but you should own one anyway.
Okay, well, I am waiting for an electric truck. But thanks, Neil.
Yeah, you'll get a Tesla, those fancy ones. Okay, take care, Catherine.
That was Neil Milner, retired professor of political science, who joins us as a contributing editor with his segment, The Long View.